the book you were born to write. Everything you need to finally get your wisdom onto the page and into the world, by Kelly Notaris. For my dad, who would have read this book cover to cover just because I wrote it.
Forward. Several years ago, the New York Times did a survey asking people if they wanted to write a book, and 85% of those who responded said yes. If you're reading this book, there's a good chance you are one of those people who have something to write and share with the world. I can assure you that this book will help you accomplish that goal better than any other book you might read on the subject. I have been working at Hay House for the past 30-plus years and have been teaching an online and live writer's workshop for the past 10 years. Through these programs, I've helped tens of thousands of people get their books written and published. Having helped Hay House grow from 3 books in 1988 to one of the largest publishers of transformational books in the world today, with over 2,000 books published and hundreds of millions of copies sold, I have been asked many times to write a book that shares my publishing knowledge. I have always declined because writing is not my expertise, and I knew one day I would find the perfect person to do it instead. I was right, and that person is Kelly Notaris, the author of the book you are holding in your hands or reading on your e-reader, or listening to right now on audio. I have known Kelly for many years. I first met her when she was the editorial director of Sounds True. Now she has her own literary services business. Kelly is a great editor and writer, and we have used her and her company, knliterary.com, to help us with a number of Hay House books. Recently, she has been a speaker at most of our weekend writers' workshops. The book you were born to write contains everything you need to produce a wonderful book and share your writing with the world. Kelly has included information on building your author platform, which is what will help you actually find an audience to read your book. In many cases, this is the missing ingredient for new authors. As I was reading through Kelly's manuscript, I could hear myself giving much of the same advice to many of our Hay House authors over the years. All 3 parts of the book are essential to every potential writer. But if you have already completed some parts of the process, it is fine to skip ahead. However, please be sure to take advantage of the resources in the appendix. In some books, the appendix is not required reading, but in this one it is. I do want to highlight a few bits of wisdom as you begin the journey to becoming a published author. Number 1, if you think your book is for everyone, it is really for no one. Find a niche to write your book for and to promote your book to, and then expand the audience from there. Eventually, your book may be helpful to everyone, but it's tough to promote a new book that way. Number 2, use your name as the domain name for your website. Do not create a new website for each book you write. You can register your book name as a domain name as well as just redirect web traffic to your main website, which I recommend has your name as the URL. If you're going to write more than one book, the odds are good that your message will grow and change. So branding around your name solves that issue. Also, when you are promoting your book, people are more likely to remember your name than a book title. Number 3, it is never too late to get your book written. Louise Hay started Hay House Publishing when she was 60 years old and published her last book when she was 90. Take the time to get your book written. Number 4, if you help even one person with the message from your book, it is worth writing. One of the rewards of writing a good book is having other people's lives be affected by it. It is especially rewarding when they tell you about the impact through reviews or email messages. Number 5, write a great book. I know this sounds obvious, but it is truly the thing that matters most, since the key to a